Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, The Information reports that a group of Apple engineers who are working on Siri will be sent to a, quote, multi-week boot camp to learn to code using AI. According to the story, a group of less than 200 engineers out of the hundreds currently working on Siri is headed to this boot camp to sharpen their skills. The move suggests Apple feels that a portion of the Siri organization needs to tune up its skills to take advantage of fast-moving changes in programming. This, of course, comes as AI coding assistants such as Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex have upended the programming profession. The report says that AI coding tools have already gained traction in some parts of Apple, such as its software engineering organization, prompting some teams to allocate larger budgets for Claude Code. This aligns with recent industry reports too, including a recent report that said Uber had already exhausted its entire AI budget it set for 2026. The information says that the bootcamp will leave around 60 members of the core Siri development team, adding that an additional 60 will work in a group that evaluates how Siri is performing and handling commands from users and determining whether it's meeting Apple's safety standards. The timing, of course, is notable given that WWDC is less than 2 months away, and that's where Apple is widely expected to announce the long-delayed, revamped version of its voice assistant. And as for the Siri AI bootcamp, it's unclear what form it will take, including whether Apple will run it internally, or work with outside partners, or frontier AI labs. We're sponsored this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your cards. Most Card Pointers users save more than $750 per year with these recommendations. Card Pointers is available on all of Apple's platforms, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Next up today, the effects of the MacBook Neo continue to ripple through the PC industry. The Verge reports that Microsoft has introduced a new Microsoft College Offer Initiative. Through this, college students in the U.S. can score 12 months free of Microsoft 365 Premium and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with the purchase of an eligible PC, and they can also get a free custom Xbox controller. As announced in a blog post, Microsoft says the top PC makers have signed on to participate, including Acer, Asus, Dell, HP, Lenovo, and Microsoft's own Surface products. Microsoft 365 Premium usually costs $20 per month or $200 per year, while Xbox Game Pass Ultimate usually costs $30 per month. The offer, however, is only available to new subscribers, so if you've already subscribed to either service in the past, you're ineligible for this promotion. That alone probably negates a large portion of the consumer base. The Verge explains that Microsoft usually runs its back-to-school discounts for laptops over the summer, and it's rare to see the company launch these deals this early. The timing, The Verge says, feels like an early reaction to the MacBook Neo. The MacBook Neo is, of course, an incredible value at its list price of $599, but perhaps Microsoft's biggest concern in why it's launching this promotion is because the Neo is even better for education buyers starting at $499. I don't think this Microsoft College offer will move the needle at all. Even if you ascribe full value to the Microsoft 365 Premium and Xbox Game Pass subscription, it doesn't really make a dent in the differences between one of these PCs and the MacBook Neo, both in terms of overall product quality as well as price. Additionally, the offer of free Microsoft 365 Premium will be a moot point for a lot of college students. Many universities in the United States already offer quote-unquote free access to students or free access to an equivalent service they must use instead. Microsoft hopefully has other tricks up its sleeve on how to deter people from buying MacBook Neo, and the company has already said it does plan to double down on improving Windows in the coming years. Running out today, as we approach WWDC kicking off in June, we're learning more about what to expect from iOS 27. A new leak today details four features likely destined for the update, including Apple Intelligence, Apple Wallet, and more. The features were discovered in back-end code published by Apple itself. It's not explicitly clear that these features will launch as iOS 27.0, but they are indeed features in the works inside Apple. First, there are two new features for Visual Intelligence. First, Apple is developing the ability to scan a nutrition label and learn more about the food's ingredients. This might also integrate into the Apple Health app for food tracking purposes, a feature previously reported as being in development by Bloomberg. Visual Intelligence is also set to add a new feature that lets you add people, phone numbers, and addresses to contacts by scanning them, such as on a business card. This would work similarly to the ability to add events to calendar by scanning flyers. In Safari, iOS 27 could add an AI feature that automatically names tab groups for users based on the contents of the tabs within the group. Finally, and the iOS 27 feature I'm most intrigued by in this leak is reportedly set for Apple Wallet. The report says iOS 27 will add support for converting physical passes to digital passes for Apple Wallet. For example, you could scan your gym membership barcode and create a digital version of that pass to use in Apple Wallet. This could also work with things like event tickets, rewards cards, and more. It's a long overdue feature. Third-party apps have existed that do this for years, but to varying degrees of success. Google added a similar feature to the Google Wallet app back in August 2024, touting that it was powered by AI. Still, it remains to be seen whether all of these features will debut as part of iOS 27 in June, but it at least gives us an idea of a few things in the works for this year's software updates. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but back next week for a new week of Apple News. In the meantime, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review. Find all of the latest Apple News on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.